Kina 37, which begins Tzion Kichi, talks about the greatness of the land of Israel when things are as they should be. And it paints a beautiful picture of just what can be expressed spiritually, physically, through our presence in the land. And on the surface, its purpose is to express a sense of anguish at our separation and to draw from within us a sense of longing that we should soon return to such a state. But it's significant on another level to pay attention to what these words describe. And they talk about how when things are as they're meant to be, the land is able to have an effect on those who encounter it, to have a spiritual effect, to have a spiritual effect, to uplift and to elevate. And there is a phrase here that will resonate, especially with those of us who learned Chulin this past year, as we did in the yeshiva, that here we find a reference to donkeys. The Kina tells us, Adei kechamor haya lefanim leven yar chamoroyech. We make a reference to the donkeys being like the donkeys of Venyoyer. And in the first parak of Maseches Chulin, there is an often cited reference to the donkey of Reb Pinchas ben Yoyer, which we find from a number of places in the Talmud and the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, was itself on a level of holiness, was an animal that wanted to be careful not to eat from stolen food, not to eat from food that wasn't halachically prepared to be consumed, and apparently itself was on a certain madrega, was on a certain level. But it's important to appreciate the significance of this donkey, that it's not there just to talk about some kind of supernatural effect in order to highlight something unusual, but it has a halachic significance. The Talmud tells us that tzaddikim, not only do they avoid sin, but the reality is that they will be protected by God from even inadvertently encountering sin, not even in their own person, but even in their animals. The Talmud has the phrase, Hashta behemtan shel tzadikim, that even the animals of tzadikim are not going to consume something prohibited, all the more so tzadikim themselves. And the message seems to be that when we refer to righteousness, it's not simply something that we do. We're not talking about a longing for a time when we acted in a righteous fashion. But true righteousness, those who are actually holy, those who are tzaddikim, their goodness permeates their entire being, so much so that it's not only they won't make the wrong choice, but even inadvertently, the wrong thing isn't going to happen because they've set up an existence that embodies and that protects that holiness and that extends even to their animals. And that's the kind of reality that we long for, that not only will we make the right decisions, not only will we choose the right path, but that righteousness will come to characterize us in an absolute fashion, and that we'll be on autopilot, and that the default will be that our actions will be correct, that the attitudes that we convey will be correct, and it's going to impact all those around us, not even just people, but animals as well, will reflect the righteousness that we have embodied, and the very land that we inhabit will be a beacon to the world of not only what to do, but more importantly, how to be. And this Kina reminds us that on Tisha B'Av, we long for what we have lost, we long for what we have forfeited with our lack of caring, but we recognize that if we can get ourselves not only to do the right things, but to be the right kind of people, a truly glorious future awaits.